Good evening. As you can see from the order of service, my name is Chris. I'm the pastor here, and I'd like to add my own welcome to you all this evening. Thank you so much for joining us for this carol service. Fantastic to have the two choirs building on last year. I love the way they're sitting. We can have a sing-off afterwards. With James and Gowrie in the middle, sort of trying to keep the peace. But it's brilliant. It's fantastic to see you all here. So I'm just going to bring some thoughts. I've been looking at some of the readings that we've been doing. So if we can have the first slide. This is just to remind you, it's Christmas. Yeah? You're probably, I guess, a bit into Christmas if you're actually here. There's probably not many humbugs here tonight, because we're at a carol service. It's a long night if you are, isn't it? So this I found filed under a typical Sri Lankan Christmas, which confused me, but there we are. I just thought a reminder. And we had a fantastic night on Friday up at St. Monica's School. It was one of those evenings where there was a lot sort of going on, where there was sort of, you know, lots of people and then not so many. And it was great to be able to go over the library and then come back and do some singing. And there was one particular moment where it was like the magic of Christmas just sort of, you know, came together, because it was a combination of community and singing together. And it was just a moment. And it was when Gowrie's choir started to sing, and started very quietly, and just drew people in and created that moment. And then and then later on, there was the Salvation Army instruments playing, and we were singing. And it just felt really good to be doing it outside. It was great to be doing it around a Christmas tree with lights, the first one, do a plug for Compass here, the first time, really, Cruis Road has had a Christmas tree. And it was just brilliant. But you just wonder whether there's a sort of downside to that, in the sense that at Christmas, there is a particular message about Jesus coming as a baby. But is that the whole thing? So if you have the next slide. Now, this is not a hint for a present. How many of you have seen this film? Oh, well, I've got it to borrow. It's a very, very, very good film. Now, so quite a while ago, or a few months ago, Jan and I were looking through the films available on our Virgin TiVo box. Other services are available. And we noticed this film with this Daniel Day-Lewis, great actor. So we started watching it. And we got about 20 minutes in, 30 minutes in, really gripped by the story. It's an excellent film. And suddenly it stopped. And it was gone. And Jan looked at me, and the look said, "You turned the power off, didn't you, when it was being recorded?" Because me and technical stuff is not so good. And that's what happened. When I was going around the house, when it was being recorded, forgot it was being recorded, doing what my dad told me to do, put off all the plugs and all the rest of it, and switched it off. Now, what happened was, I couldn't just say, "Oh, I don't care about that film." I was drawn in. I had to find out what happened to Lincoln in this film. So I asked the people in Woody, and either they too tight to lend it to me, or they just not got the taste, they didn't have it. I had to go on Amazon and buy it. So I had to search this film out and buy it and watch it. And I was not disappointed. It was brilliant. And I'm just using that as an indication that sometimes Christmas is sort of snapshot. So what was the bigger picture? So keeping the film theme, let's have a look at the next. This is really the sort of title for this. What is the big picture? And this expression, "to all who received him," it was in the reading that I did at the end. And I'm just going to read that reading in a different version, a version called The Message. And it says, "He was in the world was there through him, yet the world didn't even notice. He came to his own people, but they didn't want him. But whoever did want him, who believed he was who he claimed he was, and would do what he said, he made them to be their true selves, their child of God selves." And it's that sense of him coming and saying, "Here I am," and people saying, "Well, I don't know. And that thing, that sort of sense of him looking to be welcomed in. So if we have a look at the next The next slide. So the story, this is what they do these days, when they do prequels of everything. So if you like, with Take Christmas, the prequel, and this is what a carol service tries to do, really, do a series of readings to show that the birth of Christ was foretold. And earlier, they beautifully read the two sections from Isaiah by Abby and Catherine, were, you know, written about 800 years before the birth of Christ, and talking about this Messiah, this person who would come, and these incredible titles, Wonderful Counselor. But the title that I love that's in there is Prince of Peace. Isn't that an amazing thought, Prince of Peace, that this person would be over a kingdom of peace, that where this person was reigning, there would be peace among people and within people. So those verses, and this is where it's good to read the Old Testament, leading up the prequel. Okay, so what's next? Ah, now we know this bit. This is baby straw. Yeah, with Christmas. Anyway. I'm a bit concerned the baby looks a bit like Kelsey Grammer. I didn't realize that when I put it up there. But if you like Frasier, then maybe this was his early career. So we know all this. But then do we? Matt prayed those prayers so beautifully and started to bring out some of the elements of the story. There's a gritty element in the story of Jesus, isn't there? They didn't have anywhere to go. She was a teenage mum. Their relationship probably had a lot of gossip around it. You know, well, if you look at the timing when they were married, how does that all work out? You know, they were probably it was probably not easy being Mary and Joseph. And then they were housed, they were looking for other people's charity to house them for this birth of their baby. In a barn or a cave or something, but it was in an animal's feeding trough. So even in that, there's details in there about the way that the Christ child, the gift of the Father, wasn't put into a palace or even into a nursery, but into a manger among animals. And obviously trumpeted by angelic visits and stuff. It's a very special birth in that sense. Let's move on. Now then, if you read the Gospels, this is a very difficult bit to make the film from, because there's a hole between the baby, between him being about 2 and 30. There's only one glimpse. Excuse me. When he's 12, he goes to the temple. That's it. So all the rest of it, excuse me, is hidden. It's what we call the hidden years. And people have come up with various stuff, but really, according to what's in the Gospels, it's all hidden. And then, the next bit, he starts his 3-year public ministry. So he is, and this is a quote from Acts, I love this quote, he went around doing good and healing. What a lovely way to spend your day, isn't it? So, and I particularly like this picture, it's a medieval picture, very naive. But it's the story of the paralytic. And if you're familiar with that, they dug a hole in the roof and they lowered him down. And I'm very impressed that they dug a hole in the roof, they lowered down, and they managed to keep all the sheets and all the edging so beautiful that he had good friends. And the point of this is that Jesus spent 3 years doing his mission, telling people of the love of God, challenging views, challenging hypocrisy, being with the poorest, being with the outcasts. That's how he lived his life, an obedience to God. And then you have the next, the cross, the great puzzle, the great tragedy, or was it a victory? We're going to be looking at this at Easter, if I can do an advert, if you want to come back at Easter, and we'll look at this, Good Friday and Easter. But in a sense, and there are hints in the story of the birth of Jesus, of this sadness, of this stuff that would be coming. Myrrh was brought by one of the Magi, and that was used to perfume dead bodies. Simeon, someone who met with Mary, said, your heart's going to be pierced. And in a sense, there is this difficult truth that in a particular way, Jesus came to live a perfect life and die and give that life as a sacrifice for all. And that was the purpose, ultimately. And if we have, If we have the next one, this brings us really to, this is my final slide, this is the culmination, because we go back to this idea of he came to his own, he came to those, and he said, here I am. And they either welcomed him or they didn't. And in a sense, all that Jesus wants to bring is a gift that he offers. And people say, I'm okay. Or, yes, please. Let me tell you a story, because this only really makes sense. If this is a big film or a big story, it only really makes sense when it becomes smaller stories. And by that I mean it only makes sense when it comes into individuals' lives, when it actually comes down to a personal testimony, a personal story. And a few weeks ago in Woodville, we had one of our weekly activities going on, and someone was at the desk up there, and a woman came in, and she was clearly troubled, and she felt, I just felt compelled to come in here, which was interesting, because we do look like a bit like a dodgy insurance business from the outside. We don't look like a church, do we, really? So she came in, and she just said, can you help me? And so this woman directed her to two of the women within the church, and they said, well, we can talk to you, and we're a church, we can pray for you, that's what we do, if we can help you. And this woman, just shared a story. She was full of anxiety and fear, and just in a very bad way. And one of the women shared her story. Her story was of lots of tragedy in her life and being gripped with fear and anxiety. And she just shared her story about how Jesus came and healed her of that anxiety. And she knew the peace of Jesus. And the woman said, well, I would like to know that. So they said, okay, well, we'll pray for you. So this woman did the welcome. She welcomed Jesus into her life. And why I'm telling you this story is because talking to the two women who were with her, they said the change was almost instantaneous. In fact, she looked up in shock and said, what is that? They said, how do you feel? Peaceful. Well, that's Jesus, the Prince of Peace. When the Prince of Peace comes, he brings his peace. That's just the thought I want to leave with you. The offer is a gift, and a gift can be left on the table or can be received.